I know I never, 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 never gonna leave you, babe. And I gotta go away from this place. I gotta quit you, yeah. Oh!
Thomas Paine, Pain of the Morning, June 10th.
It's good to have you back again, and I know that one day, baby, it's gonna...
A lot of stuff to tackle today.
We're gonna go walking through the park every day. On my bed, every day.
Oh. Shout out to everybody out there on True Pundit. Reading True Pundit, we appreciate the traffic, and patreon.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast, and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast of Pain in the Morning. And we just did the More Pain show, coming off that too. We took a little break, spent some time with my dog. She's back in here, Sully. Final performance. Anyway, we appreciate the support on there, and it really helps to keep the lights on, so to speak. And there's a lot of stuff happening. I looked at in the news today, and it's just, it's overwhelming. We had a lot of traffic today, too. We're going to have a lot of traffic tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. I know we will, because we got some big stories coming up. The second podcast we have coming later today, the big Wednesday podcast, where we do the interviews. We got John Moynihan and Larry Doyle, the two guys who testified, two investigators who've been dogging the Clinton Foundation for 5 years now, and testified in front of Congress's Mark Meadows' committee, giving up dirt on the Clinton cabal. And the congressman tried to get like tough with them, and he got wrecked. It's like the last time. It's not really funny. I mean, the guy got housed, I thought. But these guys, it's the first interview, I think. It's the first interview since they're in front of Congress. They've been diligently working, and man, wait till you hear this. This is bombshells left and right. It's like a minefield, this incoming minefield to the Clinton Foundation and the Gates Foundation and all these. And how it all plays into CoronaCon, Corona virus, pandemic, scam-demic. It's really a hell of an interview. I actually don't even know how the hell I got it, to be honest with you. But sometimes that's the best things that happen in life just kind of happen. As they're reading my stuff and say, hey, this guy's with it, let's talk to him. So I appreciate it, and I think you're going to appreciate it as well. That's coming later. Keep an eye on that. Episode 27, I think that is. I don't know. I no longer keep track. Let's see. We got some music queued up for these next stories. What's this one? First story is Obamagate criminal referrals are heading to the DOJ. Ooh. Well, let's read this with measured anticipation. Let's not go overboard. What we got here? Conway Twitty. Big Boss Man. I like that. That's old school.
Big Boss Man.
Conway Twitty.
Big Boss
Obamagate, criminal referrals headed to DOJ. According to award-winning journalist Adam Housley, as many as 16 to 17 criminal referrals will be headed to the Department of Justice regarding the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign in 2016. Adam, it's 2020, bro. Hey, Bill Barr, there's only a year left on the statute of limitations. So, put down the quiche and get to work. Criminal referrals have already been sent to the Justice Department, and the overall number may reach as many as 16 to 17 by the end of next week. Investigators are working on additional ones as we speak, and some are targeting the Mueller probe and how Flynn was investigated, Housley tweeted. Housley's a friend of the show, so we'll take it easy on him. Maybe I'll get a wager going with him for charity or something. I don't doubt that this is not true. I think it is true. The problem is well, we'll talk about it after. Let's see where this goes. Housley explained that the criminal referrals are coming from Congress and are much more detailed than before. I'd like to see these bastards meet the big boss man in the prison. Guys like McCabe and Comey. Are they going to do that? I don't think it's in the cards, but maybe I'm wrong. After all these years, maybe I'm finally wrong on something big like this. I'll gladly apologize. That's the goal we've been working for, but Housley said this is coming from people with direct knowledge of the ongoing investigations. The same sources say this targets agency folks, and McCabe may be one. What's interesting to see is how this will differ, if at all, from what U.S. Attorney John Durham is doing, Housley added. On Saturday, the Washington Examiner reported that House Intelligence Committee Republicans are preparing to send Obamagate criminal referrals to the DOJ. I have my own opinions on this. I will reserve many of them. If you've been following me, you know where I come down on this. Two things to note here. The folks don't spell out. When Congress sends something as a criminal referral and they talk about investigators, these are not federal agents that are investigating and prepping these things. They are lawyers. They call them congressional investigators, but they're just lawyers. And I say just lawyers specifically because that's exactly what they are. They're just lawyers. They're not agents. They're not cops. And they're not necessarily versed very well in intel. The second thing to note is, such a party pooper tonight, I know. I've been called a party pooper all week. Second thing to note is that criminal referrals don't mean squat. If one or two guys in justice can put the whole kibosh to the whole thing. So, that's that. Some noise behind me. I leave the door open in case the dog wanted to come and go. It's okay. Important to remember that. What the hell is this? Is this for real? Oh, yeah, I saw this earlier. Yeah. Another song we got queued up here. Let's see where we're at. No. Oh, I guess we'll try it. Remember this song from the Sex Pistols? Pause that for me. Old Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK. This is Anarchy in Seattle. Antifa sets up an ISIS-style insurrectionary state in Seattle. All right, let's go back to this. This is the Motley Crue cover of Sex Pistols. A lot of antichrists and a lot of anarchists at work here in Seattle. Just as the Islamic State, ISIS, claimed territory in Iraq and Syria, Antifa militants have claimed territory in Seattle, Washington. According to reports on the ground, protesters and Antifa instigators have seized land in the Capitol Hill area and the Seattle Police East Precinct. Like ISIS, the rioters appear to have decided on setting up a government in their occupied territory, naming it Free Capitol Hill. This might be their theme out there. So what happens when your mayor and your government body are soy latte types and skinny jean types? I saw a video of the Seattle police actually running away with like boxes of their own. Like, clean out your desks and get out. Antifa's coming in. Some high-level sissy bullshit. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan is allowing a dangerous situation to fester. Antifa militants have taken over and created an autonomous zone in the city with their own rules. Police precinct was abandoned, and Antifa set up barricades to create a border, calling for volunteers to provide armed guard. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Folks in Seattle have secured six blocks of the city, barricaded it, and gotten local businesses and residents to agree to, well, disaffiliate from Seattle, basically. It's a flux state in the making, Alex Humva tweeted. This is anarchy. This is anarchy in Seattle. Oh, watch for the F-bomb there. Slid it in there. This is insane. So much for defund the police when you just kick them out of their precinct and take it over. Shit wouldn't fly in Philly. Yeah. You would be picking your teeth out of the cement. Or maybe not. Who knows what's going on these days with these people. Let's finish this. This is insane. Yeah, right there, dog. I'll turn the heater back on when we're done. She likes the heater on. Got a little portable heater. She's been chilling out with that lately. Right, dog? I get it back on. We're going to be working on the other podcast after this one. So we'll be here for a while, dog. All right, Sully? Don't worry about it. We'll ride this out. Just like we used to do back in the day. We got a limited amount of time. We will maximize it. Roll the kegs in and get the booze. We're going to ride this sucker out till the sun comes up. Speaker at the autonomous zones advocating folks with firearms take shifts to defend the barricades. Shit is getting organized, another inside the barricades tweeted. So they've taken over here a big zone. I should show you guys a screenshot. Maybe I'll show it after we're done. We have a lot to cover. This is comparable to Portland in 2018 when Mayor Ted Butterstick Breadstick Wheeler allowed a similar Antifa zone to exist inside the city for 5 weeks. Not only did it become a biohazard site with intravenous drug abuse, the local businesses and residents were terrorized. Taxpayers had to pay for the extensive cleanup. Neither Mayor Durkan nor the Seattle Police Department have yet addressed the emergence of Free Capitol Hill. What the fuck is going on in this country? It's a very poignant question. Naturally, the mayor made tremendous concessions to the rioters, even while claiming she would keep them the area safe. Again, this is another bird brain broad. I've been on a roll against dumb women lately on the show. It's not a reflection of my respect toward women. I'm harsh against stupid, moronic males as well. I have no problem with anybody who makes sense and therefore deserves respect. It's these bird brains that don't deserve respect, and what they deserve is ridicule, being removed from office and prosecuted. So when I make fun of the dingbat in Michigan, Governor Crazy Eyes, and the Attorney General of Michigan, Attorney General Sehag, and these bird brains that are putting people in danger with their crazy, and the list goes on and on and on. It's not a reflection of how I feel about women, so calm down. I have gotten some questionable mail. M-A-I-L. Mail. What's your problem? I have a problem against fucking idiots. Okay? I don't care if you're male or female or one of the 200 other variations these skinny jean types have cooked up. If you're a moron, you're a moron. It's nothing to do with what sex you are or what sex you identify with. I'm anti-stupid, anti-moron, and anti-corruption. That's where I stand. Race, ethnicity, sexuality has nothing to do with it. If you're a fucking asshole, I'm going to call you out. As the police chief takes this operational step, we will continue to remain focused on what we can and must do to address the systemic inequities that continue to disproportionately impact our black residents, the mayor tweeted. Yesterday, we announced a commitment to invest $100 million into community, in addition to existing city programs, and to work with community to create a black commission that will help to amplify black voices in City Hall. Where's that money coming from? How much you want to bet it's coming from you guys? She forgot to add in the part where they will need federal funds based on your tax money to pull off this scheme, this panderizing scheme. It's just Antifa has taken over a 6-block sector of your city, and the police were literally fleeing like they were frat boys kicked out of their fraternity. Like Dean Wormer just stripped them of their charter and they had 2 hours to leave. They were fleeing like a bunch of frat boys. And then these hobos took over. It's insane. It really is insane. We go from one lunatic to another one. This other Mayor Lightweight. I'm sorry, Lightfoot. Mayor Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot, and they're sending back women's suffrage hundreds of years here. Another one. What do we got? Chicago music? Oh, we got two stories with Lightfoot to notice. So, be prepared. That's nice. All right, we need some Chicago music. Oh, it's one of the, yeah.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. In the ghetto. People don't understand. Child is a hellbound. He's gonna be an angry old man someday. Take a look at you and me. We're too blind to see. Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn?
Left-wing Chicago mayor says law-abiding gun owners. You didn't think I could sing, did you? Oh, I could rip up some Elvis. Yeah, I could rip up some Elvis. And he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Left-wing Chicago mayor says law-abiding gun owners shouldn't use guns for self-defense amid rioting. If there's a problem, call 911. What? Didn't they want to defund the police? Why would you call 911 if you want to get rid of the police? I don't understand. I don't get it. I think about when the song came out. America has gone down fucking hill ever since the song came out. On a perpetual basis. Not because of the song. I just reflect back on the 70s and... Well, what the hell happened? Grandparents, parents? I just think about everything has changed, you know? You have somebody who, they want to defund the police and then they want you to call the cops instead of exercising your Second Amendment right to protect yourself. So you shouldn't use guns if you have guns and your life is in danger. You should call 911. That's why you have guns, Mayor Lightweight. She ruined my In the Ghetto rendition. She ruined it. I think that song was written by Kris Kristofferson. I got to check on that. Chicago's far left Democratic governor was asked earlier, mayor was asked earlier this week for her reaction to residents taking matters into their own hands in order to protect their communities amid the rioting over George Floyd's death. Obviously, we're aware of the fact that Illinois is a concealed carry state and that many people have weapons at their disposal in their homes and their businesses, Lightweight responded.
Do not take matters into your own hands. Call the police.
Yeah. How many people are shot and killed in Chicago on a regular basis? It's like, I'm sure the police are going to rush right over there with everything else they have to do. Aren't they busy with the Jesse Smollett investigation?
Do not pick up arms and try to be the police. If there's a problem, call 911. We will respond, Lightweight said before adding, I urge people to show strength and do not take matters into your own hands.
Do you understand why I'm harsh against these fucking dummies? This woman is a full-fledged dummy. Chicago's 911 center received 65,000 calls in one 24-hour period over the weekend. 65,000 calls, 50,000 more than normal because of this dumb dingbat Lightweight. About 10,000 of those calls were for looting alone, the mayor added, noting that operators fielded over 2,000 calls in just 30 minutes at one point. Yeah, that's what they need. They need more calls. 65,000 calls in a day. How are they supposed to disseminate between folks that are really in trouble? It's insane. If you have a gun, protect yourself. It's pretty goddamn basic. Mayor Beetlejuice is out of her wig. In about one 24-hour period last weekend, there were over 80 fires in Chicago. And this mayor, who looks like a disheveled Eric Holder, is worrying about that those 80 fires dwarfed the 36 fires in the city the night after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968. Three times the amount of fires. you could argue at least you had a reason to start a fire in 68. I don't know what the... Is that next, that George Floyd will be compared to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Is that going to be next? We'll have to stomach that insanity, like we're stomaching everything else. I guess we're supposed to start hating each other or, like, coming down on other races because this is going on. This is all cooked up stuff by puppet masters like Soros and all these guys. They're behind all this stuff. This doesn't reflect the racial tone of the United States of America. We had a president, an African-American president, that was reelected, elected and reelected. And he screwed up royally. You didn't see a bunch of white people outside of the White House yelling racial things against him. This is not a racial country. I mean, the media wants you to think it is, so they can perpetuate these bogus riots and pump them up to try to get Trump out of the White House. This isn't a racial country. If it was, there would have been major strife when Obama was president and screwing things up left and right. Scandals left and right. Graft, corruption, stupidity. How does an African American get elected president and reelected in a a racial country where, African Americans are, 13% of the population? How does that happen? It doesn't. It's stupid. The whole thing is contrived, just like CoronaCon was, the pandemic scamdemic. Come on. Wake up, folks. I think a lot of you guys are already awake. I won't say woke. I still don't know what the hell that means. But I don't see things through a racial prism, and it's contrived. A lot of this, well, most of the stuff you see now is completely contrived. New York police union boss gives impassioned speech. Legislators abandon us. The press is vilifying us. Yeah, he's right. I watched this guy, this Irish guy, O'Mara. Makes a lot of good points. It's always the Irish guys and the Italian guys fighting for the cops. And every now and then a Polack. Take it easy, I'm Polish. He said, Polack, get him off of the air. This guy's out of control. In an impassioned speech on Tuesday, Mike O'Meara, president of the New York Police Benevolent Association, ripped politicians and the press who have vilified police officers as thugs and criminals over the past 2 weeks. Holding up a police badge, O'Meara said that the actions of police in Minneapolis should not be a stain on the badges of other police officers. I agree with that. Yeah, next time you guys in the New York, New Jersey area, Philly area, next time you want your PBA card, your get-out-of-jail-free card from your local cop, and the cops have to sign the back of them, right? Especially in New York City. Or detective's card, DEA card, Detectives Endowment Association, NYPD, or NYPD PBA, or Federal Agents PBA, Local 121. Okay? In North Jersey, in New York. Next time you want these, whoever the guy with the shield is issuing them should do like a review of your social media, of the person's social media. Make sure they're not saying NWA style, fuck the police and things like that. And then you're handing these dummies a PBA card. You know what's happening? They're like, man, cops suck, man. This is bullshit. Hey, can I get that PBA card? Yeah, I got a ticket last time I was on the parkway. Because you didn't give me a card last year. Yeah, get out of jail free card. Can I get one of those? Actually, can I get two? One for my wife? Oh, yeah, my son's driving. Can I get three? Why don't we just make it four? Mario Andretti over here wants his fucking PBA card. He's slamming police online. Stop treating us like animals and thugs, he said, and start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. Isn't it sad that O'Meara even has to say this? Telling New York and New Yorkers and the government, stop treating us like pieces of crap. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified as disgusting. Totally disgusting, trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. We don't condone Minneapolis. We reject what he did as disgusting. The officer who was kneeling on Floyd's neck, concluded O'Meara. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do. Our legislators abandon us. The press is vilifying us. Yeah, they're working together, my Irish friend. They're working together. Believe me. How far are we? Oh, we're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good. It's 1:13 in the morning. Another one to do after this. The dog and I are going to be up. Music to this one. Let's see what we got. Look at this headline. Tom Arnold colon. Why is that doing that? Time to get rifles to go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Tom Arnold. I'm sure he can't even own a gun based on his psychiatric and probably his pharmaceutical history. So maybe he can go get a Lowe's and get a fucking nail gun or something like that. Maybe he can do that. What do you call misfit? He called Trump supporters misfit tools. This guy's the misfit. We're going to play this.
A pack full of toys means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions.
Tom Arnold is on the island of misfit actors. Yay, Tom Arnold.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Toys galore.
A race car for Sammy, some Valium for Tom. Far left actor Tom Arnold took to Twitter over the weekend to announce it's time. Everybody run from Tom. He's got a gun and he's completely unstable. Oh, man.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
How would you like to be a washed up actor with a chemical dependency?
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly?
Far left actor Tom Arnold took to Twitter over. I'm sorry. Tom is he's the cowboy on the ostrich. Far left actor Tom Arnold took to Twitter over the weekend to announce it's time for white liberal men to borrow their dad's hunting rifles and go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Second Amendment is for everyone, including black men with long guns, but it's fucking time for us white liberal men to stand up for our brothers and sisters, tweeted Arnold. Borrow your dad's hunting rifles and go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Yeah, you know that the revolution or the uprising isn't going to go your way when you have to ask your dad for the keys to the fucking car.
When dad goes to sleep, we're taking his car, his rifles, and we're going to take a couple swigs of his liquor, but we got to put the water back because he's marking the bottle. So let us know when dad falls asleep. We'll get this revolution started as soon as dad falls asleep. This is bullshit.
Last year, the big bully actor stated he was, quote, looking forward to the day I'm standing over Trump wearing my bullet belt and safari khakis, my cartoon-sized Daniel Boone buck knife in one hand, his teeny tiny tail in the other. Sounds like it's like, where's the Secret Service at to corral these weirdos? I don't get it. This guy, don't worry about it though. He's got it. He's going to borrow some money. You know what? Dad just threw a wrench in the revolution, the uprising. He didn't give Tom Arnold his allowance. Tom needed that allowance to buy some gas and some snacks for the revolution. Tom needed a couple of cheesecakes to get him through the first battle and whatever else he could score. next one. Okay. Distraught Chicago officials heard on tape fuming over looting and riots. My ward is a shit show. But wait, I thought people just could call 911. Mayor Beetlejuice said just call 911. I don't.
There's a riot going on.
Little Blues Brothers, a Chicago based. This is Mayor Beetlejuice's theme song. Just call 911. Distraught Chicago officials complained to Mayor Lori Lightweight as looting and rioting in response to George Floyd's death swept through the Windy City, pleading for help and warning that the vulnerable had lost access to food and medicine. Just call 911. My ward is a shit show, one alderman says. They're all shooting at the police. Well, maybe the police can call 911, right? Didn't Mayor Lightweight said? If the police are in trouble, just call 911. Don't even call for backup. Just go through your 911 dispatcher. This is bullshit. One alderman asked how seniors in vulnerable populations were supposed to get medicine and food if every CVS, every Walgreens is shutting down. In Chicago, I'm sure you can score some medicine right around the corner. Quote unquote medicine. Mommy needs her medicine. How do businesses recover? And why would they want to recover in our community? Another cop is heard asking. Lightweight herself recognized what she described as massive, massive problem. Earlier, she described rioters as just fucking lawless right now. Imagine if this, I mean, I don't even know what to say. This is what she said. This is the mayor. Mrs. Holder. Mayor Lightweight. I don't know about you, but I haven't seen shit like this before, not in Chicago. Is this your first night out? The cops will tell you this happens every fucking day in Chicago. It goes on and on and on. We're not done yet. On the call, others took aim at Lightfoot herself for her response to the crisis. One man identified as WTTW News as ALD, Alderman Raymond Lopez, demanded that Lightfoot develop a plan to stabilize Chicago's neighborhoods for 5 days, calling his Southwest Side ward a virtual war zone where armed gang members were threatening to shoot black people. We just call that Thursday night in Chicago any other time. When he demanded she respond to the remarks, Lightfoot told him he was 100% full of shit. Well, fuck you then, Lopez responded. We need the sound clip from Al Pacino. Well, fuck you. Wow. You think that's bad? The next story is even worse. Listen, interesting development. Some people reach out to me and they've said, I can't listen to you anymore. you make fun of things that are very serious. You're laughing at things, and it's sinister. It's sick. It's called sarcasm. How much bad news can you take? I mean, you have to poke some fun at this stuff. Otherwise, you're going to have a heart attack and a stroke. If you're watching Fox all the time, or actually worse. First of all, nobody on the right and the right-wing media has a sense of humor. Anybody who you think is funny is not really, you know, I don't think, number one, funny, and number two, a true conservative. They're like a washed-up comedian who got, you know, a job pretending that they're conservative, so they kind of go with it. But they're not real conservatives, because they'd be making fun of this shit, too. And they're not. That's number one. Number two, if you're very serious about life and you want to tumble down a spiral of seriousness and despair, you should be on Twitter. You shouldn't be listening to me. So I keep it real by poking fun at stuff. That's what I've done since grade school, and I'm not going to change for you or anybody else. So if you don't like it, get the fuck out of here. That's my customer service. So, you know, press one. Press one to hear Mike's customer service message to folks who have a problem with what he says. There's more music we had coming. It begins. Rioters burned down a Minneapolis manufacturer. Now they're relocating and taking jobs with them. What did you expect? What did you think was going to happen? The owner of a manufacturing company in Minneapolis that was burned to the ground during last week's violent riots has announced that he is relocating his company, taking dozens of jobs out of the city due to the failure of the city's Democrat leaders to protect businesses. Don't worry. Why is this guy leaving? They're just about ready to get rid of the police. Police having a police department is actually, you know, obviously a sign of racism. So let's get rid of all the police. One guy did something screwed up. Now we get rid of everybody. Why are these businesses leaving? They already burned his place down. It's time to leave. They don't care about my business, Chris Wyro Beck, president and owner of Seven Sigma Inc., told the Star Tribune, they didn't protect our people. We were all on our own. They should have called 911 in Chicago. Maybe the Chicago police could have gotten there before the Minneapolis police. I'm sorry, that was insensitive, and I should not have made a joke about that. I agree with you. As he watched as nearby businesses burned to the ground, Wyro Beck noted the fire engine was just sitting there, but they wouldn't do anything. The city's first survey of property damage shows that nearly 1,000 commercial properties in Minneapolis were damaged during the riots, including 52 businesses that were completely destroyed and 30 other locations that sustained severe damage. Hey, what's up? Calm down. You're all right. I'll get the heater on. Give me a little bit. Sully, we probably got like another 10 minutes and then we'll rock and roll. Most of the other podcast is already in the tank, so I just got to do some intros and do some editing and bing, bang, boom. I think then I can watch some television with the dog. I was up with her last night, all night last night. She had a bad night, so I stayed up with her. My dog is my responsibility. It's how I roll. To see that her on her way to crossing over to the next realm, whatever that is. And we'll do the same tonight. Owners and insurance experts estimate the cost of the damage could exceed $500 million. That would make the Twin City riots the second costly. Listen to this. The second costliest civil disturbance in the U.S. history, trailing only those in Los Angeles in 1992, which were also sparked by racial tensions with police and had $1.4 billion in damages in today's dollars. I saw this the night it happened, the night the video went out. The next day, actually, by the time I caught up on it, and I said, this is going to be bad. This is worse than the Rodney King video. The difference in Rodney King video was, and the civil unrest, if I believe, I was in the media back then, the civil unrest was caused by the fact that the cops got off the trial. They cops got off. Then folks decided it's a good time to burn the city down. But I don't think there was that much civil unrest comparable to now, right after the Rodney King video was released. Back then, video of something like that was unheard of. I mean, the Rodney King video was really groundbreaking in that sense. Cops never would have thought that somebody was videotaping them. This video of Floyd is, I think, and I said at the time, is much worse. Also, cops in L.A. made an argument. I'm not saying it was justified. It's not my bag. Decided that because Rodney King led them on a high-speed chase, they were kind of amped up and stuff. So Floyd wasn't leading anybody on a high-speed chase with three cops sitting on top of him. Now, more information may come out about that in the future, the relationship between the cops and Floyd. That's neither here nor there. Fact is they burned down the city and sparked a national riot. Called a peaceful march. When? I think I figured out the pattern. It's peaceful during the day for the most part, and then at nighttime it turns into a riot. The media should really call the difference. They're called peaceful protesters until it gets dark out. You can steal shit and burn shit. Man. Over the weekend. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. We're still on this story. Wyrebeck told the Star Tribune that it was too late to change his mind about keeping his company in the city. There's no building left. They torched the building. Seems pretty easy. Nothing to pack up. There's no boop, boop, boop. No moving trucks. Yeah, that pile of cinder over there. We're taking that with us. Adding that before the riots, he never in his wildest nightmare would have thought about relocating his business. Now, here's a guy dedicated to the community who said, that's it. This is it. I'm out. Guys, see that video that has been circulating about the aftermath of the riots in Minneapolis? The violent riots by the peaceful protesters? That oxymoron? It looked like the city had been through a war. It looked like 1980s Beirut, except with much better filmography. Wow. Here's one for you. Is this the last story? Where are we at? Oh, we're doing good. They do this on purpose. I'm going to take a drink real quick. Do this on purpose. When they put this together. It's a video, I guess. This will be, all this stuff will be on True Pundit under the Pain in the Morning 6-10-20. Story, if you want to get caught up on all this. I don't read the entire stories, and we have links to all this stuff. And this is a video, I guess. This is one I probably won't want to watch because just reading about it makes me sick to my stomach. I got some sick fucks in this country, man. White cops and civilians wash feet of black organizers and ask for forgiveness. This is real. This isn't The Onion or the Babylon Bee. This is real. Over the weekend, white police officers and civilians in Cary, North Carolina, washed the feet of black community leaders who organized the protest concerning the death of George Floyd as they asked for forgiveness for their white ancestors' sins. TMZ reported, TMZ, the bastion of great journalism. Right? TMZ is right up here with your men's restroom urinal puck. reported that the moving scene from Saturday captured a handful of white folks who came together to clean the feet of black religious leaders while offering a prayer, repenting for the sins inflicted of black people at large long ago. Oh, there was music here. Hold on. This is about how serious I take this story.
Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine.
White guilt? White privilege? There's one man with a megaphone leading the prayer, and he acknowledges there's one race of people going on to ask for forgiveness for their white ancestors enslaving, mistreating, and oppressing African Americans. The report noted, adding that it was very Christ-like. According to Yahoo News, during the walk, event host Faith and Sobomo Wokoma sat down on a park bench, and members of the community surrounded them, washing their feet while asking for forgiveness. I hope they were singing this song. Ernie, you forgot your white privilege in there. He's in the tub. You know what's going on with Ernie? I figured it out. He's in a bubble bath, and the bubbles are white. That's a problem, too. White bubbles, that's racist. That's definitely racist. Ernie's going to have to wash some feet. The one guy on Sesame Street that always bugs me is that one guy. He's like kind of a grumpy guy. Stephanopoulos. That guy. Oh, whoops. I meant Snuffleupagus. I get those two mixed up. They're both complainers. This is insane, this story. White cops wash the feet of black or ask for forgiveness. For what? For what? What the? Look, I don't get this. I don't get it. Just for me. And I'm probably representative of a lot of people in America. My Irish ancestors came over here right around the time of they were over here before the Civil War. Okay. Yeah. My great, great, great grandfather, whatever, fought in the Civil War against the South. Okay. In Pennsylvania, it's 105th Regiment or something like that. He fought against the South, so you could say against slavery, right? And one leg cannonball goes wrong, I'm not even here. This is before he had kids, right? My German grandparents and my Polish lineage came over after slavery was already taken care of. Already wrapped up, okay? Plus, they're from Germany and Poland and Ireland, where there was other serious problems of people coming down on you for different things, much more so than many other places in the world, okay? So they come over here after slavery. We don't have anything to do with slavery. I'm a white guy. My family doesn't have anything to do with slavery. In fact, like I said, the Irish, the Moors, one bad cannonball, one bad ball of lead, and I'm not even here, fighting against slavery for the North, for the Union, okay? So, what is that? How does this have to do with me? What did my family do wrong? And see, I'm representative of a lot of other people, right? We didn't have anything to do with slavery, but it's not. Folks down South, maybe. What about families that made a lot of money off of slaves. Back in the day, the Rockefellers. Not only African-American slaves, but Chinese slaves built the railroad. Okay? What about the Vanderbilts? How'd they make their money? Carnegies, all these old families that made a lot of money from slave labor. Not just African-American slaves, okay? Different slaves. What about Irish slaves? So, see, we could play this game forever. We could play this game forever. No one's showing up to wash my feet. I mean, this is crazy. Like, just me, my family. And there's, like I said, representative of a lot of other people. This was a long time ago. Like, I'm not getting this. Like, they keep the politicians in different cities and nationally now, and now corporations, they keep playing the race card as the divisive measure to try to get us in some kind of a war footing where we battle each other over things that were settled very long ago. And in my family, in my family lineage, were never an issue. We had no part in oppression. Family had to come here and they had to stake their own claim. They had to work their way up. They stepped off a boat. They didn't have anything. And I've looked back at a lot of my relatives. They worked really menial jobs and slave labor wages, especially the Irish. So to me, this is some kind of divide and conquer scheme where they're just, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but I have no skin in the game of slavery. My family didn't profit from it. They weren't part of it and actually fought against it, stop it. So why am I supposed to feel guilty about anything? I don't see people through a racial prism like that. The only person's feet I'm going to wash are Jesus Christ. And this to me is lunacy. So then the very thought that I'm supposed to ask for forgiveness for what? My family didn't do anything wrong. There were no transgressions from my lineage against anybody having to do with anything. If we really want to break it down and we want to play this game, I mean, let's make it a little bit interesting. Who are the big families that profited, that still have a lot of money, and what have they done to right their family's wrongs? Anderson Cooper. He's part of the Vanderbilt clan. They had slaves. They hung at least one slave. I have a clip, but we did a clip on it a long time ago. I'll look it up on the fly for the hell of it. I'll look it up on the fly for the hell of it. I don't make this stuff up. What have the Vanderbilts done? Anderson Cooper's on CNN talking about, oh, this is racial, that's racial. What about your family, Chief? My family wasn't over here, and my Irish side were fighting against it. Just for the hell of it, I'm going to look it up while we're on. So I don't get this washing people's feet and apologizing for what? I mean, I understand this. I understand what's going on, but this is like another scheme, another ploy to divide us. Okay? They already divided the hell out of us with this corona bullshit. And then on the backs of that, sitting in your house, you're supposed to feel guilty about something you had nothing to do with. These fuckers in D.C. and these big cities are nefarious people. You think they care about African Americans the way they expect, you know, they're projecting themselves? They don't. Lived in these communities. They don't care. They only care about enriching themselves, these politicians, and the community leaders, so-called community leaders. Anderson Cooper, slave. Sure, we did something. Might to... Oh, yeah, here it is. August 17th, 2017. That time, Main Street Media diversity crusader Anderson Cooper's family lynched one of their rebellious slaves. See what I'm talking about? Anderson Cooper has issued, Anderson Cooper has used his CNN pulpit all week point the finger at President Donald Trump, painting him as a proponent of white separatists. Let me start over. Anderson Cooper has used his CNN pulpit all week to point the finger at President Donald Trump, painting him as a proponent of white supremacists after the disastrous riots in Virginia that killed one woman and injured dozens. This is after Charlottesville, I guess. Cooper slammed President Trump as a national disgrace, saying he had, quote, ripped open, unquote, racial wounds in Charlottesville, Virginia, among other vicious and unwarranted allegations and rants more suited for a social justice warrior than an alleged accredited journalist. But it is CNN. However, Cooper's family, let me take a drink before I deliver the punchline. Literally is a punchline. An ironic slap to the face is what it is. However, Cooper's family owned dozens of slaves, including the one that bludgeoned and killed the father of Cooper's great-great-great-grandfather with a farming hoe. That rebellious slave was strung up to a tree and hanged by Cooper's family in 1860, according to U.S. Census records. There wasn't any messy trial either, just the lynching. Cooper's murdered relative in his grandfather lineage owned another 11 slaves. His family, the Vanderbilts, owned dozens more. Dozens. Were any more of those slaves hung from a tree too? So Anderson, what were you saying about Trump? Should we tear down the Vanderbilt mansion too? Just like they were tearing down all these monuments. This is what I'm talking about. These people are all fucking insane. Do as I say, not as I do. A guy like Cooper is celebrated by the same folks who are marching in the streets. White, black, Hispanic, whoever. The liberal ideologies. What has his family done to make reparations? You all right, dog? We'll end it there. We will end it there, folks. Thanks. We got another podcast coming, too. I got to put the finishing touches on. It's 1:46 in the morning, East Coast time, Wednesday morning. Appreciate the folks on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit, and we're doing the ad-free video podcast on there. Something else I was supposed to plug having to do with that, too, but I remember. We appreciate. We'll be back here in a little while with a big, big Wednesday podcast where we'll be breaking some news and causing some problems with two other Irish troublemakers like myself. So I appreciate all the notes about my dog and everything our family's going through. It's kind of a surreal time, but we'll get through it like we do everything else, and we'll just keep it at that. So thank you for those. Those mean the world to me, and I appreciate it. And God bless you, and we'll see you later today and then again tomorrow.
the answer at the end of the line. I will be there for you while you take the time. In the burning of uncertainty, I will be your solid ground. I will hold the balance if you can't look down. If it takes my whole life, I won't break, I won't bend. It'll all be worth it, worth it in the end. 'Cause I can only tell you what I know, that I need you in my life. When the stars have all gone out, you'll still be burning so bright. Cast me gently into morning, for the night has been unkind. Take me to a place so holy that I can wash this from my mind. Memory of choosing not to fight. If it takes my whole life, I won't break, I won't bend. It'll all be worth it, worth it in the end. 'Cause I can speak.